Two doctors, as well as Matthew Perry's personal assistant, were among the five people charged in connection with the Friends actor's death. Both pleaded not guilty in court yesterday. Police said that their investigation uncovered a broad underground criminal network of drug suppliers who distributed large quantities of ketamine, a powerful tranquilizer used to treat depression and pain.
He wrote in a text message in September 2023, quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay." He also stated in text messages that he wanted to be Mr. Perry's sole source of supply. He wrote in a text message that he wanted to be Mr. Perry's, quote, go-to for drugs. As a doctor, Defendant Placentia knew full well the danger of what he was doing. Likewise, Defendant Sonia knew what she was doing. She took advantage of Mr. Perry by selling large amounts of ketamine to Mr. Perry over a two-week period in October of 2023. She sold approximately 50 vials of ketamine for approximately $11,000 in cash. She worked with a broker, Defendant Eric Fleming, and also the live-in assistant, Defendant Iwamasa, to distribute this ketamine. After Mr. Perry died, these defendants tried to cover up what they had done. On October 28th, after reading news reports of Mr. Perry's death, Defendant Sonia wrote a text message to Defendant Fleming saying, quote, delete all our messages. Likewise, after Mr. Perry's death, Defendant Placentia falsified medical records and notes to try to make it look like what he was doing was legitimate.
That's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada at a news conference yesterday. Emma Vardy is L.A. correspondent for BBC News. She's been telling us more about the details outlined into how Matthew Perry died.
It was quite extraordinary listening, really, because this is the result of a year-long or so investigation. And it seems that what investigators have done is allegedly lift the lid on this drug trafficking network, people who were supplying celebrities, it's alleged. And it was their actions that prosecutors believe really led to the death of Matthew Perry, who had said previously that after years of battling drug and alcohol addiction, that he was in a much better place, that he'd been clean for over a year. But it transpires, according to prosecutors, that between them, they had sourced the ketamine and then sold it at a much, much vastly marked up value to Matthew Perry. He was paying over $50,000 for ketamine and paying $2,000 a dose that would have a street value of about $12 or so. Really, the key players in it were a doctor called Dr. Salvador Placencia and Jasmine Sonia, who was known as the Ketamine Queen, someone who's alleged to have made huge profits out of selling drugs to the stars in Hollywood. Now, why are medical doctors involved in this? Well, and what's something that's pretty popular in LA at the moment is a kind of ketamine therapy, which is legal, although not fully licensed, but legal in that you can have small doses of ketamine and it's known to have benefits for treating depression. And it was, this is a kind of therapy that Matthew Perry was said to be having. But clearly he was then falling back into addiction, it appears, and he ended up turning to doctors for more and more of the substance. But what happened, prosecutors say, is that these doctors saw him as a way to make money and they exploited him and charged thousands and thousands of dollars for these doses of ketamine. Another key player in this was Matthew Perry's assistant, clearly a very trusted assistant, a man who'd been with him for many years. But one of the doctors had taught his assistant how to administer ketamine, how to inject him, something he should have had no knowledge of at all. And his assistant had been injecting him with doses of ketamine a number of times in the days leading up to his death and on the day of his death too. And if you're having any sort of ketamine therapy, it's meant to be in very small doses and administered while under the supervision of doctors. So clearly what was happening here was, allegedly them feeding his addiction or making a cut out of it in some degree, it would seem. And one of the key players, or perhaps the kingpin, is Jasmine Sonia, known as the Ketamine Queen. And they believe that she was supplying many, many other people too. And they're still investigating this drug trafficking network to try to shut it down and using this high profile death of Matthew Perry to help them in this investigation. So, a really kind of fascinating listening, really, to the press conference today, because it kind of just lifted the lid on some of the things that go on behind the scenes in Hollywood, in the life of celebrities. And of course, this isn't the first time that we've heard of medical doctors too illegally supplying drugs to celebrities. And of course, this sometimes has fatal consequences.
What are the charges against the five people involved?
It's a mixture of things involving conspiring to distribute ketamine, causing death, conspiring to distribute drugs unlawfully. But the sentencing powers here in America are pretty strong. So the so-called ketamine queen, she could find herself facing life in prison if she's convicted of supplying the dose, which was the lethal dose for Matthew Perry, even though it, you know, may have changed hands a few times. Text messages between the group revealed that some of them, they thought they were safe because, you know, they weren't giving it to him directly. It was sort of indirectly providing this drug. But clearly prosecutors have found a way to link them all together and to press charges against all five people. And we've heard there might be more as well. Now, his assistant has admitted he's already pleaded guilty. He's admitted to administering the doses. But the other charges and the resulting trial in this, particularly the trial potentially of the so-called ketamine queen, is going to be pretty fascinating. And I think it will give you a few more details too about the potential sort of drug dealing activities that go on in the life of celebrities.
That's Emma Vardy, LA correspondent for BBC News.